Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for High Velocity Radio.
Welcome to the High Velocity Radio Show, where we celebrate top performers producing better results in less time. Stone, Peyton, Lee Cantor here with you this afternoon. Lee, this is going to be a fantastic segment. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast with Spiderwebs Consulting, John Daw and Dan Elin. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Doing well. Before we get too far into things, can you tell us a little bit about Spiderwebs Consulting? How are you serving folks?
Yes, sir. Basically, I've been doing this since high school, which was 2009. And it's kind of evolved over time, but basically I started out doing web design for small companies around Pensacola and things like that. I still remember my first client, his name was George, and we met in a coffee shop. It didn't go exactly as I planned, but it worked as it was. And ever since then, I've been working in lead generation and also with social media management with Dan over there. So it's been a work in progress, but here lately, over the last 6 months, we've really started to pick up. And over the last five years, we've done some really good business with a lot of good clients.
And then the problem that you're solving for most people is building them their website, or is it creating web traffic for them to grow their business?
Right now, we are primarily the thing that we are primarily taking care of is the social media advertising. So, one of the things that we wanted to address today was that a lot of local businesses, especially in Pensacola, aren't taking advantage of social media management, which is, you know, Instagram, Facebook, Google Ads. Well, that's not social media, but you get the idea. They're not taking advantage of what's available to them because it's either they think it's too expensive or it's just not for them. And as of now, that's our bulk of our business, and we're doing a really good job getting a lot of people new clients and just fresh business.
And then when you're saying social media management, it's not necessarily just organically posting what's happening in their business, it's actually doing ads in and around helping drum up new business for them?
Correct. The whole thing, social media management all the way to ads, so anything to do with your social media accounts. But mainly, like I said, the main way that we're getting people these new clients is by making creative ads and then also, putting them in places. Basically, putting them in such a way that the competitors are forced to kind of rethink their strategy and whatnot because we're reverse engineering everything. So, yeah, that's how we're doing that.
Now, do you focus in specific niches in terms of like, oh, I only work with professional services or I do best with retail? Do you have an area that you specialize in?
There is. There's a couple areas that I think that we do really good as far as like where we started out, maybe more of the service, like cleaning services, landscaping, service industries like that. But we don't, there is honestly in this type of business, you have to be a little verbose and you have to be able to do a little bit of everything. So I wouldn't say that we are handicapped in any one area, but we definitely do have areas that are just somewhere where we started from, if you want to call it that. Now, that would be what I would say to that.
So now when you work with somebody in a specific area like Pensacola, like are you only working with one landscaper? Like how does that work? Do you give exclusivity or you take on all comers?
Because there's also other, it depends on what what their ad is about. If it's about a specific service, then yeah, we try not to over encroach. So for example, say that they're doing just a whole ad campaign centered around gaining clientele for new clientele with a package and somebody, in the same area is doing something similar. We try not to encroach, but we generally like to keep it separate. We don't want to make it to where I'm working for this A company and then also working for B company, pitting them together. So I guess in a roundabout way, yes, we try to keep them apart.
Now, what is the pain that your client's feeling? Is it that they're not getting enough business or they're just not being seen enough? Like, what is the pain that you're specifically addressing?
Honestly, I'll be completely honest with you. They don't even know the pain exists. They're not aware of the social media ads platform. One out of 10 businesses in Pensacola are running, social media ads. It is really that's why, again, we wanted to talk about it, is that you can go on to Facebook right now and go look at anybody can do this. You can go on Facebook, look up, you know, dentistry lawyers, any business you can think of, and look, find 10 of them. And then almost just one of them are going to be running any kind of Facebook ads, Instagram ads, or anything like that. And it's really scary because there's so many good clients. There's so many good businesses in Pensacola that aren't taking advantage of this platform because of preconceived notions.
They think it's super expensive. Is that what they think?
Right. Exactly. They don't know. They don't know who to talk to. They think it's going to be like this big, huge, invasive, you know, oh, I got to give passwords over to, you know, some strange company. I have to do this after that. When really it's none of that. You can actually, for example, Facebook, you can create a business account to where you let people work for you as your ads manager, and they have no access to any of your, you know, your passwords or anything like that. They just have access to the page itself. So that way it kind of keeps it, you know, more professional. You don't have to trust people with your personal information. And, you know, it's the whole thing. They're so used, a lot of people in this town are so used to doing radio ads, you know, TV ads, and it's costing them an arm and a leg. And small businesses, for example, don't have, you know, 30,000, 40,000, you know, whatever the running rate for, you know, an ad placement on TV or a billboard or whatever it is. So with these, you know, we're looking at, you know, for example, a Facebook ad could be $5 an ad a day. So that's just how powerful it can get. And you can get it even lower than that, considering if you, you know, really pare down the ad itself and make sure it's only being seen by the people that need to see it. And that's another advantage. I mean, people don't understand that these social media ads are going to be seen by the people that need to see them the most, because we can actually pare them down through interest or people that visit their site. It's crazy. It's just crazy the amount of money that businesses are leaving on the table because they're not taking advantage of this.
So you think for a couple $100 a month, right? What's 5 times 30? That's $150 a month, or say $200, $250 a month. You can target a certain group in a certain geography, and then they'll start seeing kind of noticeable results where they're going to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that can be in the noticeable results can be engagement to your social. I mean, just think about it this way. As we're getting older in the digital age, you know, more and more people are getting more comfortable. And a lot of times disengagement is happening before they even call a business, right? So they're checking your Facebook page or checking your Instagram, your Twitter, whatever, before they even get to you. And not only can we target the people and get them to come to your business, but we can actually get the people that like these ads to like your page and like what you're saying. So then when you do have another prospective client that didn't even come from the ad, they're seeing your social presence and they're seeing what a good job you're doing. So that's just bringing in more money. So there's also residual effects other than just the money you're paying, you know, the $150 to $200 that you're paying a month for these ads.
Now, how quickly, if I said, you know what, John and Dan, I believe you. I think I'm going to take a shot. And I say, go forth, go make this happen. How quickly am I going to start seeing results? Is this something that I got to wait 6 months or a year, or am I going to see results pretty quickly?
Dan is the man. He is the one. He's the wizard behind all of our ad creatives, and he is just an absolute phenomenal talent. So I'm going to give this off to him. Dan, go ahead, shoot.
Hey, thanks, John and Lee. Appreciate the opportunity. So yeah, like John said, we've been working together for a long time, going on 5 years now. Our agency is actually based in North Carolina, and you know, we've worked hand in hand with John. But in relation to your question, Lee, how quickly can a client expect to receive results? We actually just kicked off a client in Tampa, Florida. It's a carpet cleaning company. And within the first 48 hours, they actually started pulling in deals with a fairly low budget as well. Initially, we start off the client with typically a couple $100 budget, anywhere from $300 to $500, while we do what is called warming up the ad. Once the ad has been warmed up, and we kind of do our series of split testing to determine which avenue is going to perform the best, then we kind of scale up and dial up the ad, which is going to kind of maximize the profit that the client is able to get off a lower amount of money put into the ad itself.
Now, are you helping with the creative, the media buy, the targeting? Like, where does your service begin and end?
That's a great question. So we help with everything from start to finish. The ad copy itself is something that we come up and create. We create custom-made videos, images for the client, and we also do custom targeting, which is very important. We have a dynamic tool that allows us which prospects are going to be most likely to engage with the prospect's advertisement. So I'm sure this has happened to you, Lee. And I'm sure, you know, almost everybody else listening to the show has happened to as well. Let's say, for instance, you go online and you're searching for, you know, new wood floors. Then you log into your Facebook and you have an advertisement come across your Facebook feed telling you, hey, 25% off wood floors. We create that same type of targeting to only show your advertisement to the most qualified prospects that are going to interact and engage with your ad and ultimately turn into a paying customer.
Now, so let's talk about how this works in regards to a sales funnel. Is this better for the top of the funnel where you have general, people just kind of kicking tires and want to get just general information, and then you got to move them to, you know, some sort of a giveaway where they're trading maybe their email for some content, and then eventually at some point, can it work where I'm actually going to close a deal through the ads?
It would actually be custom tailored for each and every client. We have some clients that actually close their prospects through what is called a chatbot, and those deals just close on Facebook Messenger. Let's say the potential prospect messages the client through Facebook. We have a series of automated responses that spit out back to the client that will actually close the client in and of itself. We also have a sales funnel that leads the client, once they've interacted with the Facebook advertisement, it will lead them through to a landing page, which does a fantastic job of obtaining the client's username or their name, phone number, address, and all the necessary information that our client would need to turn this prospect into a paying customer. So we have several ways that we funnel the prospect through and actually turn them into a customer for the client.
And that's all part of the service that you offer?
Absolutely. It's a fully inclusive service. I mean, we do everything from web design. We handle Facebook ads, Instagram ads. We are well-versed in Google ads as well. We also handle search engine optimization, which allows you to come up through organic searches on all the major search engines. So for all intents and purposes, we are a full-service digital marketing agency.
Now, you mentioned that a lot of times your customer is neglecting kind of these social media channels and social media advertising specifically. They might be posting periodically, but probably not in a consistent manner enough to really drive, you know, business. How do you help them kind of discern which channels are the ones that are going to be work the best? Because in some places, you know, Facebook's probably great, but other ones, maybe LinkedIn is better. How do you kind of help them choose the right channels?
Absolutely. So prior to working with the client, before our billing date starts, I typically run a 1 to 2 week research campaign on each individual client that is going to determine what exactly they need to do online in order to be successful. Like you said, Lee, for each client, it may be different. Some clients need to run Facebook ads. Other need now services need to run Google ads and things of that nature. We have a lot of clients that are in the business of like towing, locksmiths, things of that nature. Google ads tend to perform better for those clients because that's what we call need now service. Let's say somebody breaks down on the side of the road. The first thing they're going to do is they're going to get out their smartphone. We put the ad on the first page of Google. So when somebody searches locksmith near me or towing company near me, towing company Pensacola, Florida, we make sure our client is the very first search result to come up on the first page of Google, which turns into tens, if not, you know, hundreds of paying clients each and every month for that client.
Now, when you're working with, walk me through like the whole process. So I go on Facebook, and I'm sure I see one of your ads because you're probably doing exactly what you tell your customers to do. And then I enter your funnel. How's it work?
So from start to finish, we have what's called a client intake process. We will do a very thorough analysis of the client's website if they have one in place. If not, then we send them recommendations as to what they need to have on their landing page. Once we have a landing page and website established, then we start going into all the different marketing venues that are accessible to them. So I would say the ideal prospect, the most successful business owners that I work with are very aggressive business owners, and they kind of attack all aspects of the digital marketing realm. So they're going to invest in search engine optimization. SEO, we do a series of on-page optimizations and off-page optimizations. On-page optimizations include things like H1 tags, meta tags, internal links, things of that nature. Off-page optimizations are attaching backlinks to the client's website that is going to make them rank higher organically when they're searched on, you know, any of the major search engines. They also go through Facebook ads. So we figure out what the client's ideal customer is going to be searching for on the internet, and how we can get that advertisement in front of their ideal customer. Once we've figured out the targeting, then we switch over to the ad copy, and we make sure that we have a very appealing ad copy. Just to give you, you know, some insight as far as how we run our Facebook ads with such a high conversion rate, we always make a very appealing offer. So, you know, I work with probably over 20 carpet cleaners throughout the United States. For my carpet cleaners, we always run specials. So whether it's, you know, 4 rooms for $100, 3 rooms for $100, and they throw in a free deodorizer or something of that nature, we always make sure that they have a very appealing offer. And this results in hundreds of comments. I have, you know, several ads that I'm currently running right now that have thousands of likes, thousands of comments, you know, hundreds of shares, which are free organic engagements for the client, and that works really well through Facebook. My biggest clients also tend to run Google ads for different prospects. So although my carpet cleaning companies and cleaning companies in general may be running Facebook ads, they also run Google ads for their higher paying services. So a company that I actually just started working with in Tampa this month, they do carpet cleaning, but one of their higher paying services is water extraction. This is something that they can get paid, you know, $10,000 to $20,000 for to show up, you know, on the spot for an emergency water extraction. We run the high-end premium ads on Google because Google ads are going to be much more expensive, but the customers that engage through Google ads have a much higher conversion rate. So that's the reason for us targeting the higher end services with Google ads. But I would say a combination of all these different advertisements through us can facilitate any company being able to absolutely dominate their local market.
Now,
now you see why I'm so adamant about it. Sorry, go ahead, Lee.
Well, is there any advice for the person that wants to go at it alone? Do you have any kind of tips that for the person that say, you know what, this sounds good. I don't know if I can afford to bring on an agency right now, so I'd like to try some things kind of on a do-it-yourself manner. Is there some basic things that a listener could take from you guys?
I'll take that real quick.
Sure. Go ahead, John.
Sorry, Dan. Yeah, I was going to say there are some things that the business owner that doesn't want to get involved with the professional can do. However, I would before that I would caution that most especially our company, we do free consultations, so you can talk to us, find out, you know, what we're thinking, how we can reverse engineer, and you know, you give you a blueprint of what's going to happen, and if you decide after that, okay, boom, it's not going to work, if that doesn't work for you, you know, you got all the information you need, I would go to, for example, for Facebook ads, you can go to Facebook Ads Academy, which is the Facebook run, ad management course that they, you know, they give out so people can kind of get an understanding of how everything works and people can do it themselves. I mean, it's all on the internet, right? I mean, anything you want to know is all on the internet. You literally could just type in, how to run my own social media ads and have a litany of different, articles and things that, you know, would be at your disposal. The problem that these, you know, businesses run into and why they're still stagnant and they're not getting any of these results is because it's so overwhelming. You're literally buying our information. You're buying our know-how. You're buying, you know, time. So while I understand that point of view, I would definitely at least say have that, that particular client or that particular potential client call and at least schedule a free 15-minute blueprint meeting. So that way they can make an informed decision about how they want to move forward. And if they still think it's not for them, because I mean, like we've talked about multiple times over this segment already, it's highly affordable. I mean, if you're a business that, you know, that is operating in the black, there should be almost no reason I can think of unless you just really want to do it yourself. And if that's the case, then yeah, of course, go for it. But if you're operating in the black and you want to have the most time efficient, you know, attack and you want to have the most, you know, effect on your local market, then at least get that 15-minute blueprint, you know, off of our, you can go to Spiderwebs Consulting on Facebook and get that done with the booking tab and at least find out what your options are and then type in what I was talking about into Google.
Now, a lot of the work, it sounds, is around kind of this business-to-consumer market. Does this work equally as well in B2B, where it's maybe a more complex sale?
Oh, absolutely. That's entrepreneurs. Yeah, go ahead, Dan. I'll give that one to you, too. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we actually have a software company that we work with. It sells their software to other businesses primarily. With them, we're actually bringing them leads at about $20 per lead, and I believe their minimum software package starts out at around $80,000 a year. So not only does it work for business-to-business leads, it also works in e-commerce. Actually, this week we're going to be launching a smartwatch, which is going to be one of our largest e-commerce campaigns that we've ever launched. We're going to be advertising the smartwatch in five separate countries. Initially, it's going to start out only in the United States, but we're going to expand to five English-speaking countries. And so that's something to be on the lookout for. You can either contact John or myself to get more information on the watch, but it's only going to be $29. So that's going to be a huge offer. And it's actually going to be starting this week. So we'll make sure that we get all that information to you guys in case anybody wants to purchase that for themselves.
Good stuff. Well, it sounds like if you want to dominate your market, then call John and Dan at Spiderwebs Consulting. What's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
The best way is to visit the Facebook page because that's where I primarily work from. And I can, you know, again, there's a booking tab. That's going to be www.facebook.com/Spiderwebs Consulting. And you can just go there and you can book your appointment with me. And like I said, at least, you know, get a free 15-minute blueprint meeting and it gives you all the times and dates that I'm available and, you know, to whatever, to fit your schedule and, you know, and it will go from there. I mean, it's no hassle. So it's really that simple.
Well, John Daw, Dan Elin with Spiderwebs Consulting, it has been an absolute delight having you on the show this afternoon. So much so that I'd like for you two gentlemen to stay on the line after we go off air, because I've got some additional questions that relate specifically to expanding the Business Radio X network. So I'm looking forward to that conversation and learning even more. But this has been very insightful, very inspiring, and I really appreciate you gentlemen investing the time to share your wisdom with our listeners.
Thank you. Thank you. And we had fun being here.
All right.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Stone and Lee. Appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. All right, until next time, this is Stone Payton for Lee Cantor, our guest today with Spiderwebs Consulting, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you in the fast lane.